Swayambhuva Manu, who was born of Lord Brahma, had two sons who were both very competent to rule the universe. The eldest son, King Uttanapad, had two queens named Suniti and his favorite, Suruchi. Once, the king was playing with his youngest son, Uttama, born of Suruchi. While he was thus engaged, his eldest son, Dhruva, who was born of Suniti, wanted to join in the fun and tried to climb on the lap of his father. But the king was reluctant to let him do so due to the disapproving glance of his beloved queen, Suruchi.
Child, his son, you might be. With that, I don't disagree. But that doesn't mean you can sit on his knee. You're not qualified, can't you see? Your attempt is doomed to fail. Because you were not born from me. Child, I don't think it's very wise to try to fulfill what you can't realize. You're trying to instill a desire impossible to fulfill. Only my offspring can please the king. Whatever you do won't change a thing. So, if you are still desiring to sit on the throne or the lap of the king, you'll have to forgo living in luxury and undergo severe austerities to satisfy Lord Hari. And then, by his mercy, take your next birth from me.
The boy Dhruva, having been struck by the harsh words of his stepmother, began to breathe very heavily, as a snake does when struck by a stick. When he saw that his father remained silent and did not protest, Dhruva immediately left the room and went crying to his mother, his lips trembling in anger.